Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Zioli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Some amazing news in New Jersey today. The powerful, uber-powerful political boss, George Norcross, indicted by the New Jersey State Attorney General's office. Huge news, and it will be national news, no doubt about it, if it's not already. And was Biden really escorted off the stage by Obama or not? That's a huge controversy. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zioli. Thank you for being here. It is Monday, big week for us. We got the Grand Hotel Friday night, and we have Trump coming back to Philadelphia on Saturday for a big rally. So it's going to be a very, very busy week. And at any minute now, not any minute, but any day now, the Supreme Court of the United States could rule on the question of presidential immunity that they have to rule on very soon. Could come tomorrow, could come Wednesday, could come Thursday, who knows? But it could very well be this week. And don't forget, on Friday, the Supreme Court struck down the bump stock ban. Good. That was one of the things I disagreed with the previous administration on a lot. I thought that the Trump administration was wrong to do that. They responded to public pressure after a shooting. But it was a, again, it was a rule. It was an unconstitutional one. And I'm glad the court ruled the way that they did. But what's interesting about it is that there's so much outrage from the left over this ruling, the majority opinion written by Justice Clarence Thomas. And Justice Sonia Sotomayor dissented, joined by Justices Elena Kagan and Ketanji Brown Jackson. Now, the left is there's a piece today in Vox, for example, and this is what it says. The Supreme Court Justices Sotomayor and Kagan must resign now. They must retire now. Don't pull a Ruth Bader Ginsburg and remain on the court. Now, why is that relevant in everything we've been discussing? Well, as I've told you, Democrats have a problem, which is that they've got a president who's clearly out of it. I'm sorry, but the fact, if we have to debate whether or not Joe Biden was led off the stage by Barack Obama, that's not where you want to be in a campaign. And it's just, it's amazing to me how many Democrats want to continue perpetrating this conversation by defending this and saying, no, he was, he wasn't let off by Obama. That didn't happen. You guys should just let it go because it looks bad. And if you're talking about it, then it's an issue. Bottom line. And that's what everybody's talking about. Was he let off or was he not let off? You don't want to be there in a political campaign. And yet that's where they are. So we're supposed to pretend like that didn't happen, even though I saw it, you saw it, we clearly saw what happened. We know where Biden is mentally. They know where Biden is mentally. We know where Biden is physically, and so do they. So, but they got a problem, and that is that Kamala Harris is a terrible candidate. She's more unpopular than he is. I know grammatically that does not sound correct, but it's true. She's more unpopular. You could say she's less popular, but that would mean that there's room for growth. There's no room for growth. She's even more unpopular than Joe Biden is. And how do you just leapfrog somebody over her like a white dude like Gavin Newsom? You got to get rid of her. And this is where the left keeps coming out and begging these liberal justices to resign from the court. If they do that, they could pave the way for Kamala Harris to go on the Supreme Court, in which case then you solve that problem, which then paves the way for actually a brand new ticket at the convention in August. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm saying if it does happen, though, that's how they'll pave the way for that to occur. Because what they're saying to Sotomayor and Kagan is, listen, you're both up there, but particularly you, Sotomayor, you don't like the job. You're cranky. You complain about it all the time. And Trump is winning. And if he wins, that means he's going to appoint two, maybe four more Supreme Court justices. And forget these 5-4, 6-3 rulings. You could theoretically have 9-1 rulings, or excuse me, 8-1 rulings. You could have 7-2 rulings, but you'll have a conservative majority on the court that will shape this country for the next 50 years, even more so than it's already doing now, because then Roberts loses less of his ability to get in the way of that. And the court is able to undo so much of the damage that's been done by the left tilt on the court for the last 25 years prior to this court. So they're begging them, please, you got to get out. And this one piece in Vox, which is let's not beat around the bush. The guy writes, he says, it is more likely than not that Donald Trump will return to the White House next year. This is the Vox is a lefty site. So, you know that. I mean, it's a lefty site. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. They said right now, polling averages show Trump with a slight popular vote lead over incumbent President Joe Biden. And even if Biden overcomes this small deficit, the Electoral College system effectively makes Trump's vote count more than Biden's votes. That's translation for, oh, and Biden's winning in the swing states and the pathway to stopping him is basically impossible. Basically impossible. So you're going to be stuck with Trump for 4 more years. That being the case, you can't let him appoint justices. And he writes, although there may be signs the Republican Party's advantage in the Electoral College is fading, that advantage was substantial in the last two presidential elections. And they write, they whine about how Hillary Clinton won the popular vote but lost the Electoral College, as if that matters. And it doesn't, because the system is the system. That means that if Justice Sonia Sotomayor or Elena Kagan remain on the Supreme Court past this year, they risk allowing their seat to be filled by a convicted felon who tried to overthrow the duly elected government of the United States of America, inciting an insurrection at the United States Capitol in the process. So obviously, you know where this writer comes from. He's not, or she's not, well, I don't even know who is the writer here. Ian, yes. So he is not beating around the bush. He hates Trump. Trump's a threat to democracy, blah, blah, blah. So then he writes this. The full picture for liberals on the Supreme Court is even grimmer. It is still possible that Biden will prevail this November. Polls fairly consistently suggest that the most engaged voters prefer the incumbent, but Democrats need a majority, need a miracle to keep their majority in the malapportioned United States Senate. Senate malapportionment is such a liability for Democrats that Republicans would not have controlled the Senate at all since the late 1990s if Senate seats were distributed fairly based on population. In the likely event that Democrats lose control of the Senate in November, they may not have a realistic shot at regaining the Senate until, again, 2030 or even later. And that's assuming that population shifts do not place the Senate permanently in Republican Party hands. We already know that if Republicans control the Senate, no Democrat is likely to be confirmed to the Supreme Court Just ask Merrick Garland. So the point that he's saying here is that in addition to the Biden problem of losing to Trump, you also have the problem of the Senate flipping to Republican control. Dave McCormick wins a seat in Pennsylvania. Republicans pick up a seat in Nevada, potentially Arizona. And then what you're looking at now is you're looking at Republican majority on the U.S. Senate. So even if Biden gets back in, they just won't give his nominee a chance. That's what this guy's writing. So he says the difference between a 6-3 Supreme Court or 7-2 or 8-1 Supreme Court is enormous. Now, you would think to yourself, all right, well, yeah, but you only need 5 votes and that's the majority. So what is he saying here? What he's saying is that you have to scare people into believing that now's their moment if they want to try to get 2 more justices on the court. They said earlier this term, for example, the Supreme Court reversed a decision by the far right wing United States Court of Appeals for the 5th Circuit, which declared the entire Consumer Financial Protection Bureau unconstitutional. And while the catastrophe was averted, the vote was not unanimous. 2 justices, Samuel Alito and Neil Gorsuch, voted to roll the dice on an economic depression. So did 7 justices on the 5th Circuit. The point is that many Republican appointees to the federal bench embrace arguments that, as he writes it, no rational person will endorse. And with each seat Trump fills on the court, the risk increases that the court will do permanent damage to the United States, its economy, and its democracy. So you got to get these 2 out now so that Biden can appoint their successors and the Democrat Supreme Court, led by the grill master Chuck Schumer, can confirm their appointment. You only need a simple majority now, thanks to Harry Reid and the Phil killing the filibuster for judges, the nuclear option. So take your shot now. Do it now so you don't get stuck with Trump and the Republican Senate rolling the table, or you don't get stuck with Biden and a Republican Senate blocking all of Biden's appointments. And of course, they cite Roe v. Wade and the overturning of Roe v. Wade and Dobbs. And they cite a bunch of other things. And then they start with the fear mongering of next to go, the right to contraception, the right to same-sex marriage, the right of consenting adults to engage in sexual activity. They'll overturn Brown v. Board of Education. We'll go back to segregation, possibly slavery. And they write a whole list of all the horrible, no good, very bad things that a conservative court could do. But really, as you get past all that nonsense, what you're really talking about is the court will likely stop giving executive branch agencies so much power. Like the ATF, for example, the EPA, and on it goes. And this is where the left really loves to control the country. You know, if you look at what their grand plan has been to control America, it's always been through the agencies. Write a rule. Don't pass a law. Laws are pesky. So have the agency draft a rule, and then that rule's as good as law. Which brings me back to the bump case ban that the court overturned on Friday. So on Friday, in a vote of 6-3, the justices rejected the federal government's argument that rifles equipped with so-called bump stocks are machine guns. And the court's conservative justices emphasized that Congress could have enacted a law that banned all weapons capable of high rates of fire, but it did not do so. And so the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives was wrong to interpret the federal ban on machine guns to extend to bump stocks. Now, this is an excellent ruling by the court. It's once again striking down the federal power that is the executive branch of government, doing an end run around the legislature. And it doesn't matter if it's our guy that does it or their guy. It's not how we make rules and it's not how we make laws. And we got to stop doing this stuff. It's one thing to overturn a rule done by a Democrat administration vis-a-vis a rule, but it's another thing to do it out of the blue on our own, because then at that point now, what we're setting up for is the continuation of the power of the executive branch. So the court overturned this, and then the guy who writes this article about Sotomayor and Kagan turns around and says, hey, listen, if you 2 don't leave the bench now, and what we're talking about here is you could have in the future decisions that are almost maybe unanimous. And then there's no chance to overturn anything that we don't like, and no turn to keep in place rules by executive agencies that we like on the left. That's what he's saying here. So I don't know if it's going to happen. I mean, I don't know if Sotomayor will look at that and say, hey, I don't want to be Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I don't want to die under the next administration, in which case now I've helped seal that fate. If she does, and she decides to leave, if she announces her retirement, and Kamala Harris expresses an interest in going on the court, well, then you'll know that there's a little game underfoot, and you'll know that it's something that I told you is a legitimate scenario. Obviously, when I give you these scenarios, they're not predictions. I can't predict that. I'm just telling you different pathways for how it could occur, because I get asked the question all the time. Okay, seems like they probably should replace Biden. How do they do it? How do they get there if they have the Kamala Harris problem? Well, this becomes one potential way for them to get there. You solve the problem of getting rid of her. You don't have to worry then about if you put somebody new in that you're going to have woke scream about how you're bypassing the first black woman vice president. And you don't have to worry about all the other further eroding of black support in this country, which is something that we're going to talk a lot about today because Trump is crushing it. Even a CNN pollster shocked by how well Trump is doing with the black vote. And obviously he's got now his Blacks for Trump coalition. He's coming to Philadelphia on Saturday to speak at Temple. He had a big rally at a black church over the weekend. He's gaining ground in these areas, and he's using criminal justice reform as one of the ways he's doing it. As the Democrats keep calling him a convicted felon and they don't realize how stupid that is politically speaking, Trump's turning around and being like, all right, well, listen, I'm the guy that did criminal justice reform. Biden's the guy that helped write the 1994 Clinton crime bill where he called black people super predators, where the people behind that bill did anyway, and they pushed for that. Unlike some gun rights cases that have come before the court recently, this case did not involve the Second Amendment right to bear arms, but instead a federal law that defines a machine gun as any weapon that can fire more than one shot automatically and a single function of the trigger. In a highly technical 19-page ruling, Justice Clarence Thomas wrote the majority opinion and concluded that the law does not support the ATF banning bump stocks. First, he explained that semi-automatic rifles that are equipped with bump stocks do not fire more than one shot by a single function of the trigger. Each time that a shooter fires the rifle, the shooter must release pressure from the trigger and allow it to reset before re-engaging the trigger for another shot. The bump stock merely reduces the amount of time that elapses between separate functions of the trigger by allowing the shooter to quickly press the trigger again. And he said, even if a semi-automatic rifle equipped with a bump stock does not fire more than one shot by a single function of the trigger, it does not do so automatically as the law also requires. He also said that if a shooter wants to fire multiple shots using a semi-automatic rifle with a bump stock, he must also actively maintain just the right amount of forward pressure on the rifle's front grip with his non-trigger hand. Basically, it means this. Since Congress didn't pass this law, I have to now go and look at a rule that was made by ATF, and I got to diagnose this rule like a doctor. I got to look at it and say, this is all the ways that you're wrong in your interpretation of what the statute is. And I got to say that your reach here is unconstitutional. You don't have the ability to do this. You don't have the authority under the law to do this. Now, what's interesting, though, of course, though, is that Justice Samuel Alito penned a short concurring opinion in which he emphasized the majority's ruling reflected the only way to interpret the ban on machine guns. But he acknowledged that the Congress that enacted the machine gun ban would not have seen any material difference between a machine gun and a semi-automatic rifle equipped with a bump stock. However, Alito stressed, the statutory text is clear and we must follow it. He said there is a simple remedy for the disparate treatment of bump stocks and machine guns. Congress can amend the law and perhaps would have done so already if ATF had stuck with its earlier interpretation. Now that the situation is clear, Congress can act. In her dissent, Justice Sotomayor reread the text of the federal ban on machine guns differently, emphasizing that this is not a hard case. On and on and on, and on it goes. So this then led to a lot of people on the left, and this is the kind of case where you read this and you go, this is very technical, and it's not that exciting, and it's nothing like, obviously, Dobbs, which overturned Roe v. Wade, but it's a challenge to the idea that the executive can make these kind of sweeping rulings using bans and rules and bypassing the legislature. And that's what they want to do with everything. You know, the EPA, we're waiting on the Chevron deference doctrine to be hopefully either overturned or drastically rewritten. This will again reign in the executive branch. But that's how the left wants to run the country. So it's a big threat to them going forward. But what's a bigger threat is the idea that Trump gets reelected and then gets to appoint even more conservative justices to the court. That scares them so much. And it's why, at the end of the day, Republicans who are holding out on Trump have to make a real hard decision here. Which I don't think it's that difficult to make at all, but they got to make this decision, and that's this. Do you want to play a role in having more conservative justices on the court or not? That's the choice you're going to have to make once again. Just like I told you in 2016, that's your choice, because the next president's going to get to make those appointments. This is why the Democrats are panicking big time, and they should be. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. The top story of the day is this issue of the Democrats begging the liberal justices to resign. Will this be a pathway for Kamala Harris to get off the ticket? It's brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. If you need that beautiful smile, if you're on the fence about getting that dental procedure, call Dr. Mike Veneria today. He's the master of dental implants. Have him schedule your free consultation, 856-786-2020, or visit veneriadental.com. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, veneriadental.com. South Jersey Democrat power boss George Norcross indicted. A day that many people in New Jersey politics never believed could ever come. And to think it's done by King Philip the Unaccountable Murphy's administration, of all places. We'll talk about that straight ahead. Don't go.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
away.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All these things are the stupid rules that the EPA sets for water flow and other nonsense. Have made people's lives so inconvenient with dishes that don't actually get clean, clothes that don't actually get clean, bed bugs on the rise because you don't actually kill them anymore with hot water. So, yeah, bring it. Bring it on. Bring it on. And that's an issue everybody can relate to. Plus, of course, how well he's doing with the black vote. So we'll talk about all that as the show goes on today. The chairman of the Republican National Committee is going to join me at 4 o'clock today. And Dr. Wilfred Riley's book is out, Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me. So he's going to be on the show later today as well. 1 week from tomorrow is Jack Carr. It's our big politics and pints event with Navy SEAL Jack Carr, his new book, Red Sky Morning. If you come, and there's not many tickets left, so you better get them now, 1210wphg.com. You'll get a signed copy of Jack's book. He'll shake your hand. He'll sign your book, and you will have a great time with Jack Carr. So just go to 1210wphg.com for our politics and pints event. It is Tuesday at Bucks County Community College, the Zlock Performing Arts Center. So, talk about George Norcross in just a second. But if you are not in New Jersey, I will just tell you that this is relevant to you no matter where you live, because this guy, by far, was one of the most powerful people in the country, not even just New Jersey politics. And his influence also extended into Philadelphia and Pennsylvania. At one point, he made a bid to buy the Inquirer. And he's just been kind of everywhere. But this investigation into a land deal on the Cooper or the Delaware waterfront, this Cooper's Ferry redevelopment, which goes years and years in the making. And actually, one of the questions that was asked today was about the death of John Sheridan, who was the CEO years ago, this murder-suicide that there's no way the guy murdered his wife. But I'll talk more about that as well. But it's a big indictment. It's a big deal. And it alleges a gigantic New Jersey Democrat extortion scheme that had been going on for years. And obviously, he's innocent till proven guilty, but I don't think you'd fire a shot like this unless you know you've got a pretty significant case. That's my sense of it. Because if he beats the rap on this, that's a big blow to Phil Murphy. The governor of New Jersey appoints the attorney general. So in Pennsylvania, the attorney general is elected, as you know. In New Jersey, the attorney general is appointed. Where Murphy decides he wants to be impartial, but I think this guy Plotkin, who's the attorney general, wants to run for governor. He also wants to disable the South Jersey Democrat political machine so they can help the North Jersey Democrat machine. That's also a big part of what they did here, but it's a pretty sweeping indictment. But before I go to that, Jim is in Clementon. Let me just grab the right modem here. Hey, Jim, how are you? Or mouse, I should say.
I'm great. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
All right. This might sound a little bit crazy, but it's a thought I had. What do you think about President Trump offering to give Joe Biden's granddaughter, who he doesn't want to have anything to do with, that Trump wants to pay for her college education?
Yeah, a little Navy. I love it. Why not? Because this poor girl has been completely ignored by the Bidens. They won't let her use the last name. They won't acknowledge her existence. Yeah, sure. Pay for her college. I love it. Great idea.
How do you get that information to him?
I will suggest it to his campaign team, to his communications team.
Oh, that's great.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
I got
appreciate
it, Jim. Absolutely, buddy. You have a great day, and thanks for listening to the show. Appreciate it. We'll have on Trump's deputy communications director, deputy press secretary later, and then Caroline Levitt will be on tomorrow, and we'll have a bunch of people coming on the show from now until, well, look, I mean, Pennsylvania is everything. And the new poll that's out today, the new poll on black voters in Pennsylvania, it's really bad news for Biden. I mean, it's bad. USA Today had this analysis of it. And here's a little bit of what they said. They said, key takeaways from a new poll of black voters. Third parties are gaining ground as Biden struggles to keep his edge. And they say Trump fails to gain ground among black voters. Well, that's not true. He actually is gaining ground among black voters. But remember something. He doesn't need to win black voters. He also doesn't even need to win the majority of black voters. He just needs to really cut into Biden's deficit. He needs to cut into Biden's base of support. And then Biden can't win. He's already winning the Hispanic vote. If he takes enough black votes away from Biden, then Biden can't make that up. There's nowhere to make that ground up in a place like Pennsylvania, in a place like Michigan. So you have these two USA Today Suffolk polls of black voters in Michigan and Pennsylvania. And they show a complicated dynamic within a demographic group that is unexpectedly in play in November's election. Yeah. So they looked at these black voters, and what they found here is that, number one, black voters aren't thrilled with Biden. They dislike Trump more, so they say. And yet, even as they say that, they say that Biden has a problem, and it's a bigger problem than Trump has. And that's that the economy was better under Trump. So even if they don't like Trump, they like the economy under Trump better. 66% of those surveyed in Pennsylvania and Michigan said they voted for Biden 4 years ago, but his support has fallen 20 percentage points in Pennsylvania and 22 percentage points in Michigan. That's a serious drop right there. So even if you take the election results at face value in 2020, and I'm not saying you have to, I'm just saying even if you did, Biden can't make up that deficit. Even if there was no cheating, he can't make up that deficit in November. If he loses that, this trend continues for him. And the big reason, discontent with the job he's done in the White House, followed by worries about his age and mental acuity, and then concern about wars and all the wars. And, you know, they did a little stunt over the weekend. You might have seen this now, where they made everybody automatically registered for essentially the draft, Selective Service, electronically. There's no opting in. You're automatically in now. And that did not go over well with a lot of people, nor should it, by the way. Biden was viewed favorably in Michigan and Pennsylvania, but even though he's viewed favorably, it doesn't matter because they say that the job that Trump did for them economically was better. So Trump drew more support from black men than black women, which makes a lot of sense. Think about what James Carville said recently to Maureen Dowd of the New York Times. He said that you have the Democrat Party, who is basically, they govern by these very feminist ideas. It's like they've got a bunch of white liberal academic elite women, and they sat them down and said, go lecture men on how to live their lives and tell them they can't be men and they can't be manly and they can't have a freaking burger. And if you want to learn how to make a burger, do not follow Chuck Schumer's guidance on this. Trust me, you got to cook it. Otherwise, you'll start another global pandemic. But I mean, that thing was freaking raw. But nevertheless, don't trust Chuck Schumer on a grill, but stop lecturing people on what to eat and what to do. And stop trying to take away their gas stoves and stop telling them how to live their life. Carville said that. Now, he's a Democrat consultant, you know. So it's a problem for them. In fact, let me play a clip for you if I could. This is from over the weekend here. This is a pastor in Detroit thanking Trump for visiting the city during a roundtable they had with religious and community leaders. Detroit is in Michigan, as you know. The event was at the 180 Church. The Trump campaign launched a Black Voter Coalition. And this comes right on the heels of these polls showing Trump is doing better in Michigan and Pennsylvania with black voters. And even more shocking to a lot of people who are Democrats is that Biden has lost 20% plus of black support in those two key, crucial, must-win states. Here's cut number one.
President Trump, I'm so humbled that you would be here. President Obama never came to the hood, so to speak, right? President Joe Biden, he went to the big NAACP dinner, but he never came to the hood. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. Very humble, really nice. Thank you. My honor.
CNN's Jake Tapper points out that Biden is a drag on the ticket. Actually, you know, let me hold off on that one. Let me do this. Let's go to CNN's Harry Enten. And I know that there's two different versions of this. Let's start with the longer one first, because actually we'll do the shorter one first. The only reason why is just for the sake of time. There's two versions of this, but basically Harry Enten, who's the pollster for CNN, is shocked. He's shocked by what's happening here with Trump support among black voters. And this is CNN. All right, Andrew, take a listen.
Biden and Trump among black voters, compare where we were at this point in 2020, compare where we are now. You know, at this point, look at this. In 2020, Joe Biden was getting 86% of the African-American vote. Look at where it is now. It's 70%. That's a 16-point drop, John. And more than that, it's not just that Joe Biden is losing ground. It's that Donald Trump is gaining ground. You go from 7% single digits at this point in 2020 to now 21%. percent. And again, John, I keep looking for signs that this is going to go back to normal, and I don't see it yet in the polling. If anything, right now, we're careening towards a historic performance for Republican presidential candidate, the likes of which we have not seen in 6 decades.
Oofa! Not good. How do you turn that around? The answer is you don't. Because black people, like white people, the same thing. I mean, they're all human beings. We look at people as people. We don't define them by the color of their skin. We just look at them as human beings. They would prefer the economy to be better. Shocking. And when the guy who was in there before, even if they don't like him personally, but the economy was better, they like that better. They like that more. It's not exactly rocket scientists. And you don't have to be a political scientist to be able to analyze that. Just, well, the economy was better before. And every time they bring up that Donald Trump's a convicted felon, all they do is play right into the argument that Joe Biden and the Democrats care nothing about the black community because they have weaponized the criminal justice system against them, too. And Trump did criminal justice reform. So it's so stupid they keep bringing it up. But these are not very intelligent people here, clearly, based on the campaign they're running. I want to tell you about my friends at Emmons. When it comes to your bathroom, question for you, is it getting a little outdated? When friends come over, are you a little embarrassed to let them use the bathroom? Well, if you are, it's time to let Emmons and their design specialists design a bathroom that you will love and one that Emmons will redo in as little as 3 days with custom designs that cater to your unique tastes. Imagine an affordable, maintenance-free bathroom with little to no inconvenience to you and your family in only 3 days' time. That's incredible, and it's possible with Emmons. So we had them over last week, and Matt Kelly, the owner of Emmons, along with his wife Stephanie, and their design expert, Catherine, came over. And she had all these great ideas for me and my wife about how to transform the bathroom. So if you have a property at the shore that needs updating, we'll let Emmons do that as well. They serve all shore points, and including all of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Delaware. They have finance options available as well. Having your bathroom renovated not only brings comfort and quality of life to your family, it is one of the best investments you can make in your life to improve the value of your home. So reach out to them today at 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677, or check out their website at callemmons.com. That's callemmons.com. Tell them I sent you. And remember, they renovated the bathroom in our old house. They did a phenomenal job. And you could have the new bathroom of your dreams in 3 days' time. That's right. Callemmons.com.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
So I'll get into the Norcross stuff as the show goes on today. Again, South Jersey power broker, Democrat party boss George Norcross indicted today. And also, the chairman of the Republican National Committee is going to join me at 4 o'clock. So, big show. But Chris is in Langhorne and wanted to chat about, they're doing a farmers. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hi, how you doing, Rich?
Great.
Yeah, in Idaho, apparently they're not allowing them to get any water for their crops.
Yeah, I've been reading about that. Crazy stuff.
It is crazy, and I'm starting to believe that the conspiracy theory with the World Economic Forum is, I think we're signed up for that. I think the Democrats signed us up, and what they're doing to the farmers in Europe, they're going to start doing it here. And I think we have to get on the phone and yell at this governor, because, yes, he can give them. He can overturn whatever the heck it is they're doing. They're not in a drought situation. So, I mean, Obama said he wanted to fundamentally change America, and he wasn't kidding.
Listen, they want to control the food supply. That's what I think this is all about. No doubt about that, Chris. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much. Have a great day. There's no doubt they want to control it, and it's the evil Bond villains at the World Economic Forum. I've told you about these people so many times. The other thing, too, is regarding shenanigans and upcoming elections and everything like this. And so Robert Redfield, who was the CDC director under Trump, he came out over the weekend and he said, you know, with the bird flu, the pandemic, thanks to gain of function research, the recipe for how to make the bird flu highly infectious for humans is already out there. And he warned, he did an interview over the weekend, he said that he's becoming increasingly concerned about a deadly flu pandemic erupting and a high mortality rate. So don't rule anything out. I mean, you know, when it comes to, could we have mail-in ballots again? Well, if there's a bird flu pandemic this fall, everybody's got to vote by mail because you don't want to catch the bird flu. But it's actually scary because Redfield is a smart guy. And He's a straight shooter. So he's not like Francis Collins. He's not like Fauci. He was saying from day one that the pandemic, or at least day two, came most likely from the lab in Wuhan. You know, Redfield, he's not one of those gain-of-function aficionados. He thinks it's dangerous. And he said it. He said, when it does enter humans, it's going to be a real problem. Again, I'm not saying this to scare you and make you think like, oh my God, hey, you know what's, you gotta worry about this for November. I'm just pointing out he's a smarter guy than I am, certainly, which is not hard. The bar's low. But certainly when it comes to anything science related, the bar is really, really low. And he gave this interview over the weekend, and this is what he said. Cut 12.
Yes, Brian, I really do think it's very likely that we will at some time, it's not a question of if, it's more of a question of when, we will have a bird flu pandemic. As you mentioned, unfortunately, bird flu has, when it does enter humans, has a significant mortality, probably somewhere between 25 and 50% mortality. So it's going to be quite complicated. Since 2019, we've had a progressive increase in bird flu in chickens and ducks and turkeys in our country. And since then, you've seen it now go into a number of mammals. It's now in over 25 different mammals. I think now with the llamas recently, it's now in 27 mammals in the United States. Why is that important? Is we know exactly what has to happen for bird flu to be infectious for humans and go human to human. Scientists in 2012 actually did experiments in the lab using gain-of-function research, which I'm not in favor of, but the scientists did it, and they figured the five amino acids that have to change in a key receptor in order for bird flu to gain a propensity to bind to the human receptor and then be able to go human to human. Something that obviously happened with COVID, where COVID obviously learned how to use the H2 receptor in humans and then, of course, became a very infectious virus. Those five amino acids, so that's a huge...
So I was just wondering if it's going to go, if it does, hopefully it won't. If it goes human to human, though, is it like COVID where if you cough, someone else can get it? Is that how it spreads or does it spread a different way?
No, it's likely to spread through aerosol and droplets is how it's going to eventually spread. And once the virus gains the ability to attach to the human receptor and then go human to human, that's when you're going to have the pandemic. And as I said, I think it's just a matter of time. Normally, the five amino acid changes is a huge species barrier. So who knows how long that will take. But as it goes into more and more different mammals, it's changing its use of receptors. It's changing. It's learning how to use different receptors for dolphins and seals. And it's learning how to use receptors in bears and polar bears and foxes and raccoons and cats. So it's going through a lot of changes. And as it picks up some of these new receptors, it can get closer and closer to humans.
So this is thanks to gain-of-function research. This is the little games they play, and I've told you before, Big Pharma wins on the both ends because they create the virus, they create the pandemic, and then they get to create the treatment for it. But am I predicting anything for the fall? No, I'm just making you aware of it. I'm just making you aware of what they're saying, and you always got to be one step ahead of these people by figuring out what all their possible tricks could be. That's the Jersey way, the Philly way. You always got to know what's coming. You got to see down the road so you don't get caught off guard with anything. You have to. It's just the only way to survive. Otherwise, you get in a situation where suddenly now we're hearing about all the fear-mongering from Democrats as we get closer and closer to an election, and we're all back to mail-in ballots. We have to say no. We just have to say no to this. No. Like, even if there is a, you know, God forbid, a pandemic, and even if it actually has a higher mortality rate than COVID, we still can't let them manipulate the election this November and then try to steal it. You just can't. And I think they'll use any excuse they possibly can to try to get us back to that place if they can do it. Now, Trump has already said they're going to try. They're going to use the bird flu as the excuse. So resist, and you got to. But you're talking about a lethality rate of that much, a mortality rate of 25, 35, 50%. Well, those are very scary numbers, and Redfield's not a guy to fearmonger. But it also reminds you, though, that this gain-of-function research stuff has to stop. We got to stop making these viruses. It needs to end. I don't know about you, but I don't like the idea of creating these monsters in laboratories so that we can figure out how to fight them if they ever are created in nature. No, like enough. Stop it. Bird flu. No, enough. We got to learn our lessons from COVID. Sadly, we haven't learned a lot of lessons, but also including how much control we've given these people. So keep that in mind. But either way, we'll have a great time at the Grand Hotel Friday, and it'll be a bird flu-free occasion. Same thing Tuesday night with Jack Carr. Navy SEAL Jack Carr and his new book, Red Sky Morning, will be my guest at our Politics and Pints this coming Tuesday night, June 25th, at the Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College. All right, so get your tickets now by going to 1210WPHD, 1210WPHD.com. But I'm looking at these poll numbers in Pennsylvania, the black vote, and just how badly Biden's doing. And I look at it in the same thing in Michigan, too, and I just keep thinking to myself, they're going to have to try to do something. Because the ability for these people to just come in and steal it again, it's not going to be that simple for them this time. And the other problem for them is, I don't see how you make up this deficit. I really don't. I don't see how you make up this deficit. That's how well Trump is doing. I mean, you got CNN shocked by this. CNN doesn't want to be out there acknowledging this. But he looks at the numbers of the black vote and goes, oh my God, if this trend continues, Trump's going to do better with the black vote than we've ever seen. Not just recently, but ever. Biden loses that. He doesn't have to lose the whole black vote. Trump doesn't need to win the black vote in Pennsylvania. He doesn't need to win the black vote in Philadelphia. But he undercuts that vote enough in Philadelphia. And he wins the Latino vote, which he's winning. And then he's able to really cut into the suburbs. Well, there's your pathway to victory right there. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. The chairman of the Republican National Committee, Michael Whatley, joins me next. Straight ahead, we'll talk about the latest poll numbers and Trump's success with the black vote. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
.com.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
So I'll get into the Norcross stuff as the show goes on today. Again, South Jersey power broker, Democrat party boss George Norcross indicted today. And also, the chairman of the Republican National Committee is going to join me at 4 o'clock. So, big show. But Chris is in Langhorne and wanted to chat about, they're doing a farmers. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hi, how you doing, Rich?
Great.
Yeah, in Idaho, apparently they're not allowing them to get any water for their crops.
Yeah, I've been reading about that. Crazy stuff.
It is crazy, and I'm starting to believe that the conspiracy theory with the World Economic Forum is, I think we're signed up for that. I think the Democrats signed us up, and what they're doing to the farmers in Europe, they're going to start doing it here. And I think we have to get on the phone and yell at this governor, because, yes, he can give them. He can overturn whatever the heck it is they're doing. They're not in a drought situation. So, I mean, Obama said he wanted to fundamentally change America, and he wasn't kidding.
Listen, they want to control the food supply. That's what I think this is all about. No doubt about that, Chris. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much. Have a great day. There's no doubt they want to control it, and it's the evil Bond villains at the World Economic Forum. I've told you about these people so many times. The other thing, too, is regarding shenanigans and upcoming elections and everything like this. And so Robert Redfield, who is a CDC director under Trump, he came out over the weekend and he said, you know, with the bird flu, the pandemic, thanks to gain of function research, the recipe for how to make the bird flu highly infectious for humans is already out there. And he warned, he did an interview over the weekend, he said that he's becoming increasingly concerned about a deadly flu pandemic erupting and a high mortality rate. So don't rule anything out. I mean, you know, when it comes to, could we have mail-in ballots again? Well, if there's a bird flu pandemic this fall, everybody's got to vote by mail because you don't want to catch the bird flu. But it's actually scary because Redfield is a smart guy and he's a straight shooter. So he's not like Francis Collins. He's not like Fauci. He was saying from day one that the pandemic, or at least day two, came most likely from the lab in Wuhan. You know, Redfield, he's not one of those gain-of-function aficionados. He thinks it's dangerous. And he said it. He said, when it does enter humans, it's going to be a real problem. Again, I'm not saying this to scare you and make you think like, oh, my God, hey, you know what's you gotta worry about this for November. I'm just pointing out he's a smarter guy than I am. Certainly, which is not hard. The bar is low. But certainly when it comes to anything science related, the bar is really, really low. And he gave this interview over the weekend. And this is what he said. Cut 12.
Yes, Brian, I really do think it's very likely that we will at some time, it's not a question of if, it's more of a question of when, we will have a bird flu pandemic. As you mentioned, unfortunately, bird flu when it does enter humans, has a significant mortality, probably somewhere between 25 and 50% mortality. So it's going to be quite complicated. Since 2019, we've had a progressive increase in bird flu in chickens and ducks and turkeys in our country. And since then, you've seen it now go into a number of mammals. It's now in over 25 different mammals. I think now with the llamas recently, it's now in 27 mammals in the United States. Why is that important? Is we know exactly what has to happen for bird flu to be infectious for humans and go human to human. Scientists in 2012 actually did experiments in the lab using gain-of-function research, which I'm not in favor of, but the scientists did it, and they figured the 5 amino acids that have to change in a key receptor in order for bird flu to gain a propensity to bind to the human receptor and then be able to go human to human, something that obviously happened with COVID, where COVID obviously learned how to use the H2 receptor in humans and then, of course, became a very infectious virus. Those 5 amino acids, so that's a huge...
So I was just wondering if it's going to go, if it does, hopefully it won't. If it goes human to human, though, is it like COVID where if you cough, someone else can get it? Is that how it spreads or does it spread a different way?
No, it's likely to spread through aerosol and droplets is how it's going to eventually spread. And once the virus gains the ability to attach to the human receptor and then go human to human, that's when you're going to have the pandemic. And as I said, I think it's just a matter of time. Normally, the five amino acid changes is a huge species barrier. So who knows how long that will take. But as it goes into more and more different mammals, it's changing its use of receptors. It's changing. It's learning how to use different receptors for dolphins and seals. And it's learning how to use receptors in bears and polar bears and foxes and raccoons and cats. So it's going through a lot of changes. And as it picks up some of these new receptors, it can get closer and closer to humans.
So this is thanks to gain-of-function research. This is the little games that they play, and I've told you before, Big Pharma wins on the both ends because they create the virus, they create the pandemic, and then they get to create the treatment for it. But am I predicting anything for the fall? No, I'm just making you aware of it. I'm just making you aware of what they're saying, and you always got to be one step ahead of these people by figuring out what all their possible tricks could be. That's the Jersey way, the Philly way. You always got to know what's coming. You got to see down the road so you don't get caught off guard with anything. You have to. It's just the only way to survive. Otherwise, you get in a situation where suddenly now we're hearing about all the fear-mongering from Democrats as we get closer and closer to an election, and we're all back to mail-in ballots. We have to say no. We just have to say no to this. No. Like, even if there is a, you know, God forbid, a pandemic, and even if it actually has a higher mortality rate than COVID, we still can't let them manipulate the election this November and then try to steal it. You just can't. And I think they'll use any excuse they possibly can to try to get us back to that place if they can do it. If they can do it. Now, Trump has already said they're going to try. They're going to use the bird flu as the excuse. So resist, and you got to. But you're talking about a lethality rate of that much, a mortality rate of 25, 35, 50%. Well, those are very scary numbers. And Redfield's not a guy to fearmonger. But it also reminds you, though, that this gain of function research stuff has to stop. We got to stop making these viruses. It needs to end. I don't know about you, but I don't like the idea of creating these monsters in laboratories so that we can figure out how to fight them if they ever are created in nature. No, like enough. Stop it. Bird flu? No, enough. We got to learn our lessons from COVID. Sadly, we haven't learned a lot of lessons, but also including how much control we've given these people. So keep that in mind. But either way, we'll have a great time at the Grand Hotel Friday, and it'll be a bird flu free occasion. Same thing Tuesday night with Jack Carr. Navy SEAL Jack Carr and his new book, Red Sky Morning, will be my guest at our Politics and Pints this coming Tuesday night, June 25th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College. All right, so get your tickets now by going to 1210WPHD, 1210WPHD.com. But I'm looking at these poll numbers in Pennsylvania, the black vote, and just how badly Biden's doing. And I look at it in the same thing in Michigan, too, and I just keep thinking to myself, they're going to have to try to do something. Because the ability for these people to just come in and steal it again, it's not going to be that simple for them this time. And the other problem for them is I don't see how you make up this deficit. I really don't. I don't see how you make up this deficit. That's how well Trump is doing. I mean, you got CNN shocked by this. CNN doesn't want to be out there acknowledging this. But he looks at the numbers of the black vote and goes, oh, my God, this if this trend continues, Trump's going to do better with the black vote than we've ever seen. Not just recently, but ever. Biden loses that. It doesn't have to lose the whole black vote. Trump doesn't need to win the black vote in Pennsylvania. He doesn't need to win the black vote in Philadelphia. But he undercuts that vote enough in Philadelphia, and he wins the Latino vote, which he's winning. And then he's able to really cut into the suburbs. Well, there's your pathway to victory right there. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. The chairman of the Republican National Committee, Michael Whatley, joins me next. Straight ahead, we'll talk about the latest poll numbers and Trump's success with the black vote. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.